Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's, live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Sparky here, Ryan Wood, Packers beat writer for the Green Bay Press Gazette, joins us now. Follow him on Twitter at @ByRyanWood. All right, Ryan Wood, your thoughts on the Kansas City dynasty after you heard me just vent.
I want to be very clear. I was entirely here for the Josh Allen Super Bowl. Would have loved to see it. I think that he is a phenomenal talent. I think it's an absolute shame that he has not to this point gotten to a Super Bowl. And I was there. I mean, I thought this Buffalo Bills team had an excellent chance to go into Kansas City and win. But everything you just said, Sparky, everything about it is about the outcome. And understandably so. We watch to see who wins, and the outcome is important. I don't know how you can appreciate the game and hate watching the Chiefs. They are a relentless machine of winning. Both playoff opponents they had this month left points off the board in Kansas City on the road against Patrick Mahomes. You can't do that. If you make the simplest mistake against this Chiefs team, they will kill you. Not a big mistake, any mistake. And if you appreciate the game and how it's played, I have an appreciation for that. I have an appreciation for the fact that they have stripped everything down to the core basics of what is the winning play, and they execute that relentlessly at a level this side of Brady and Belichick I don't know the sport's ever seen before. It's incredible what they're doing. So, yeah, the outcome certainly lacks a certain intrigue, and that's disappointing. I would have loved to have seen the Josh Allen Super Bowl. Would have loved it. But from the game standpoint, what the Chiefs are doing is it's unfathomably brilliant. It really is.
I agree with you. This isn't a superstar, super studded team necessarily like Golden State was, or like the Dodgers are trying to be in Major League Baseball or anything like that. So that's not what it is. But again, as we pointed out earlier, if you imagine if there was no salary cap in football and you had Dodger money behind Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, what his receiving core would look like and what the rest of that roster would look like if there wasn't a cap?
Oh, everyone would want to catch passes from that guy.
Yes.
100%. No question. Which makes what Patrick Mahomes is doing even more impressive. He doesn't. You got to appreciate it. He doesn't care about the stats. He doesn't care about the numbers. He 3-yard checkdown. Okay, if that's the winning play, he'll make it every single time, and he does. A little bootleg rollout on fourth down. He doesn't care. It's a 4-yard run. First down. You move the change. He kept the drive alive. It doesn't matter to him what the box score looks like. He makes the winning play at a level that nobody else in the game can match. And until someone can do that, the Chiefs are going to keep winning.
You know, that's the thing, is when we talk about Kansas City, we talk about Philadelphia. Both of them have good quarterbacks. One is respected, the other is not, because Jalen Hurts, I don't feel like, is very respected by fans as far as how good he is. Philadelphia had the much better offensive talent, firepower, than what Kansas City does on paper. And then defensively, I feel like they both were very good defensively. So how far away really are the Green Bay Packers to being that Super Bowl team again since they only got there once with Rodgers?
A Super Bowl winner or a Super Bowl team?
In the Super Bowl.
I don't think they're far at all. And I take nothing away from the Philadelphia Eagles. That is a very good team. I don't know that they're a great team. We're going to find out in 2 weeks. It's going to be fascinating. But And take nothing away from Jalen Hurts. He's a phenomenal quarterback. He's a phenomenal talent behind center. But in this league, when you are not dynamic throwing the football downfield, which the Buffalo Bills can be, the Kansas City Chiefs can be, obviously, when you don't have that element at a high level, there is a ceiling on how good you can be. And I think that this is going to be a fascinating Super Bowl matchup because the Chiefs have a very good defense that if you're facing Philadelphia, very much like Jeff Hafley's unit a couple weeks ago in Philly. If you can limit the home run hitting of Saquon Barkley, you can keep this Eagles offense in check. The Commanders absolutely did not do that. That's why they dropped 50 on their head. But that's priority 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 against this Eagles offense is limiting the home run hitting of Saquon Barkley. If you can do that, the Chiefs have a defense to do that. The Packers did that. Then you go in against Philly, and you've got a good chance of winning. They have the best defense in the NFL. But the Chiefs aren't that far behind. I don't think the Packers, with how they played down the stretch especially, are that far behind. If you can match what they bring on the defensive side, they lack that downfield passing element, which, oh, by the way, a lot of things that this Packers offense has to clean up without question. But the thing that Jordan Love probably improved on the most from year one to year two as a starter was throwing the football downfield. I mean, he has proven at this point. Again, I'm not praising the accolades of Jordan Love. There's a lot more he needs to do and get better at. But he has proven that he can make all the throws. Every single throw at a high level that in this league a quarterback's required to make, he can do that at a high level. So they've got that dynamic passing game. It needs to get better, but they have that part of it down the field. I don't think they're that far away. They're the youngest team 2 years running. They need to have internal improvement. It's going to be a huge offseason. We'll see how Brian Gutekunst attacks the market. It needs to happen. But this, you know, the Eagles a year ago, what was everyone this time last year talking about with Nick Sirianni? Oh, is he on the hot seat? Yep. Is he a guy that, you know, you got to change the head coach? Imagine if they'd been impatient. No, if you have a good head coach, you stick with him. Now everyone's talking the same about Matt LaFleur. Is he the guy? Well, he's won a lot of games in this league. I haven't been a super like Nick Sirianni has, but he's proven that he can develop young quarterbacks. He's proven that he can win at a high level. This is a team very much like the Eagles last year that finished down the stretch at a very disappointing clip, but they're also a young team, and usually youth improves in this league. So I think it'll be a fascinating offseason. And if you look at the Packers, because of their youth and their potential, they do profile as a team that is looking at a very promising 2025.
Talking with Ryan Wood, Packers beat writer for the Green Bay Press Gazette. Follow him on Twitter at @ByRyanWood. In the first segment of the show, we said Jalen Hurts has made more Super Bowls now than Aaron Rodgers. What does that say about Rodgers' time in Green Bay? And the very first call we had pretty much pointed out that they made a move for A.J. Brown. They went out and signed Saquon Barkley. They drafted really well on the defensive side of the football as well. And that's something that Green Bay hasn't done well in either category. Does that pretty much kind of wrap up why it didn't work for Rodgers and why they only got to one?
No, it doesn't wrap it up. Those are elements to it. I mean, let's not forget that they were a botched onside kick away from changing that number, right? I mean, that's how close they were to Aaron Rodgers getting to two. So for sure, there were things outside of Aaron Rodgers' control that prevented him from going to multiple Super Bowls. But he's still the quarterback. He's a four-time MVP. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer. To say it's everyone else's fault, that's passing the buck in a way that in this league it doesn't compute. This is a quarterback league. If you're a four-time MVP, your job and Jalen Hurts' job, look what Patrick Mahomes does. You rise the tide around you. You cover a lot of sins. Josh Allen, you take him off the Buffalo Bills, right? They're not even a playoff team. That's what great quarterbacks do. So four-time MVP, first ballot Hall of Famer, which is what he will be, and he's earned that. He should be. There's plenty in the postseason, I think, when Aaron Rodgers looks back at the totality of his career. He's going to think that they should have got more.
The other part about this with the Green Bay Packers is, and Charlie and I were talking about this off the air. We're going to talk more about it at 4 o'clock in our Green and Gold update, brought to you by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Man, you watch Kenyon Mitchell, you watch DeJean play, and you just realize how really kind of far away they are, probably at cornerback at this point.
Cooper Jean looks pretty good in green, doesn't he?
Yeah, I didn't want him, so I can't be hypercritical. I wanted them to move up for Mitchell, so I've been hypercritical of that since the draft. I can't sit here and be like, oh, I told you so on DeJean, because I didn't want the dude. But yeah, he looks really good.
I'm actually going to give you kind of an alternative perspective here. I'm not saying, look, if they have an opportunity to get better at cornerback this offseason, for sure, go ahead and take it. I don't think corner had anything to do with this team not making a playoff run. I think what they have currently at cornerback, even without Jaire Alexander, is enough to make that kind of run. The problem to me is I think Brian Gutekunst underestimated a little bit just how much of a dramatic shift it was going to be 1 year from a 3-4 to the next in a 4-3 for the defensive line. This was 3-4 defensive line personnel, and it just didn't fire on all cylinders up there. Cornerback's important in this league. Pass rush is everything. You have to rush the passer consistently, and the best defenses do it with rushing four down linemen or four up front and dropping seven in coverage. That's the recipe against great quarterbacks to get them off their mark and eventually get them off their game. This Packers defense needs to do that better. They need to be in pursuit of some more fits for what Jeff Hafley's doing with this 4-3 scheme. That's where I look more than the back end. This secondary wasn't a problem. They didn't bust coverages. They tackled. Everyone tackled. They played zone. They played man. They played a lot of things at a very high level, at a level that we never saw with Joe Barry. It was night and day difference. So, yeah, again, I'm not saying, okay, if you can get better at corner, don't do it. I'm saying that that's not, to me, the priority. The priority is up front.
Time with Ryan Wood, Green Bay Press Gazette, Packers beat writer. Follow him on Twitter at @ByRyanWood. Now, we've talked about Jordan Love. We've talked about Jeff Hafley. Let's talk about the head coach of this Packers football team. Sirianni, as you mentioned earlier, and we've talked about people wanted fired after last year. Andy Reid right now is on the cusp of possibly becoming the greatest head coach of all time. Quinn took a Falcons team to a Super Bowl and took that very inexperienced Washington team to a conference championship game. And obviously we know about John Harbaugh and what he's done in Baltimore. Where does LaFleur stack up with those guys?
He's a very good head coach and needs to be better. You know, I think that we look at things too black and white sometimes, and often it shades gray.
I don't like gray. Black and white, please.
I know. It doesn't transpute as good on radio, but usually real life, and this is the way it goes in sports a lot. It's a lot of gray. It's a lot of middle ground. The reality is that Matt LaFleur is a very good head coach that needs to be better. It's no different than Jordan Love. He's a very good quarterback, young quarterback that needs to be better. Now, Matt LaFleur, some of the game management issues that he had, especially late in the season, especially Chicago, were inexcusable. He's not a young head coach anymore. He was the first to fall on the sword and say that was bad. Like that can't happen, and he knows that. There are things. I'm not a Matt LaFleur apologist here. He needs to be better, but he has also proven to be a very good head coach. And good organizations, the best in this league, are patient through improvement. They don't make knee-jerk reactions. Philadelphia Eagles didn't do it last year. You look at across the league, the best-run organizations understand. Okay, things need to get better here, but we're not going to go get a different guy. There's not enough good head coaches in this league. There's not enough good quarterbacks in this league. The chances of you firing a good head coach and getting something better are very, very slim. So, yeah, Matt LaFleur needs to get better, without question. But the idea that he should be on the hot seat right now, to me, is farce.
No, I agree. I'm not saying he should be on the hot seat. I'm just wondering where he stacks up. Because in the meantime, you can look at McDermott in Buffalo. And I saw multiple posts from people in Buffalo saying it's time to move on from him because he can't win the big game.
It's tough when Patrick Mahomes is the other quarterback, right?
Yeah.
That's just the reality of the situation. No one wants to hear it. At the end of the day, you have to be perfect against Patrick Mahomes to win, and Doug McDermott's teams have been a little less than perfect. It's still very good. Until you get to the big game, you're always going to be you're never going to be in that top line. That's what it's all about. So Matt LaFleur is not a top-line head coach. You put him on B-level, right? He's not an A-level head coach because getting to the Super Bowl is everything from that seat, and he hasn't done it. McDermott hasn't done it either. Those type of guys, it doesn't mean that you move on. It means until they break that threshold, that's where they're at.
He is Ryan Wood, Green Bay Press Gazette, Packers beat writer. Follow him on Twitter at @ByRyanWood. Ryan, thank you so much for coming on. I appreciate it. So what does your offseason look like now as far as are you pretty much chilled now till the draft combine, or what's going on with you?
The furthest thing of my I'm doing season grades. So the Monday after the Super Bowl, we're rolling out our annual postseason grades. Be on the lookout for that at PackersNews.com. And every play, every position, every player on the roster. A lot of good information coming.
Looking forward to it. Ryan, thank you so much.
All right, take care.